Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Nitai, Jai Guru, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Bol Giriraj Maharaj ki jai, Kul Radha Thakurani ki jai, Sri Sri Uddhav ji Maharaj ki jai. Apan apan Sri Guru Maharaj ki jai. Radha Rani ki jai. Jai Sri Radhe. দেখতে দেখতে আমরা এক মাস ব্যাপী
It's almost whole month since we are hearing about Shri Radha Thakurani's and her sakis feelings of separation from Shri Krishna that they are experiencing in their hearts. The pain they are feeling, their eagerness to meet him, the man transcendental anger that Shri Radha is experiencing. No one is able to describe these topics completely. Still, all the acharyas, they're trying to do so. By the mercy of Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by the mercy of associates of Sriman Mahaprabhu, Sri Rup and Sanatan Goswami, all the six Goswamis and all the other Goswamis, by all of their mercy, we are also getting opportunity to relish these topics in this Kali Yuga that is called Gaur Yuga. We are getting opportunity to hear, to relish these topics a little by little, although it's otherwise impossible. But still, by all of their mercy, we have got opportunity to hear about these topics of Raj, of Shri Radha. It's only by all of their mercy. Otherwise, in no other yuga, these topics about Shri Radha's love towards Shri Krishna were available. So by all of their mercy, we are now getting this opportunity. Otherwise, we would never be able to understand it and relish it. So this is why we offer millions and millions of obeisances at the lotus feet of Sriman Mahaprabhu and his associates. Life after life. Otherwise, without their mercy, in no life we would ever be able to hear about, understand, and relish. So by all of their mercy, we are getting opportunity to relish it little by little.
Goswami Ganer Kripay Amrao
By Sriman Mahaprabhu's mercy and by Goswami's mercy, in this Kali Yuga, we are getting opportunity to relish these topics little by little.
Prakanda Vidwan Samasto Shastravetta Uddhavji Maharajer Moton.
Immensely qualified, learned, close associate of Sri Krishna. Sri Uddhavji, he himself is thinking, all the knowledge that I have is completely useless in front of these gopis of Raj. There is nothing I can tell them. Not only me, but all the Vedas, Vedantas are bowing their heads in front of them, Braja Gopis. The way that they were able to surrender to Sri Krishna, this is not available, not possible to be done by Vedas themselves. So think of it. Who are Sri Radha and her Sakis? Who are these Sakis of Sri Radha Rani? These Sakis are not ordinary personalities. After so many of austerities done by these Rishis, Munis, Shrutis, worshipping Sri Krishna, they've got this opportunity to be born as gopis. So consider their qualification. Their eternal associates, their closest associates, female associates of Sri Krishna. Sri Radha and her Sakis were married, but it should be understood to be only a Leela, as a pastime, because in truth, they are not able to be married to anyone else. It's not possible. So all of these pastimes are arranged by Yoga Maya herself. Sri Krishna is telling to Yoga Maya, what kind of blessing I can give to you? You are arranging for all of our pastimes. So I bless you that you will be worshipped in whole creation. Srimad Bhagavatamrita is saying that the Devi Yoga Maya is arranging for all the pastimes of Sri Krishna. Yashoda Maya has given birth to two children. One is Sri Krishna and one is Yoga Maya. So they are related. What is their relationship of a brother and sister? Srila Sanatan Goswami, Pad in Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he said, look, that Sri Krishna is saying, I am the only one who can bestow liberation, mukti, but I am blessing you that you can do that yourself as well. All the pastimes of Sri Krishna in Vraj are arranged, directed personally by Devi Yoga Maya. So he has told her, "Oh, my sister, we have born from the same womb, the womb on the same mother. You have arranged, directed completely my Leela of Raja. You did the management of all that Leela. No one else would be able to do so. Whatever was done, it was done by you." Nothing was done by the guidance of Shri Krishna. No one else but Shri Krishna can bestow mukti. No devas or devis, but this Yoga Maya Devi, if she desires, she can bestow mukti, liberation upon bhaktas, devotees as well. All of our Acharya's Gaudiya Vaishnava books are filled with Siddhanta, but especially in this book of Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad, Shri Brihad Bhagavatamrita has described these points. Shiv and Parvati, they're having two residences. One is Kailash and the other one is Shvetadvip. They're residing in Kailash, but another abode in which are they residing is Shvetadvip. It is within the Goloka Dham itself. Shiva and Parvati are staying in Shvetadvip and they are taking care of it. They are the leaders or the masters of that area. So Shri Krishna has bestowed such a mercy upon them that Shiva and Parvati, or meaning Yoga Maya Devi, they are eligible to bestow blessing upon someone as they desire. So in order to receive mukti, to be qualified, it's necessary that life after life we become more and more qualified, that our consciousness becomes so subtle to receive all these topics. With the gross consciousness, it's not possible to understand it. By the mercy of the Vaishnavas, by the mercy of Shri Guru, by the mercy of Shri Radha, life after life, our consciousness will become more and more subtle. If we don't gain such a subtle consciousness, we won't be able to understand anything. We will just be committing offenses.
তার সম্পূর্ণ বৃন্দাবন লীলাটি পরিচালনা করে,
সো দিস কমপ্লিট ব্রজা লীলা ওয়াজ অ্যারেঞ্জড ডিরেক্টেড বাই যোগা মায়া,
কোনো অবস্থাতেই
সো শ্রী কৃষ্ণ is never remaining indebted towards anyone.
এই ব্রজ গোপীদের অন্য কারোর সাথে বিবাহ হওয়ার কোনো প্রশ্নই নেই, তারা
So discussing the topics of the marriage of the Vraja Gopis should be clearly understood. That it's impossible that they get married to anyone else. But we see that in the past times they are married. It should be understood that it's like in a theater play. Something is going on during the theater play, but after it, it doesn't exist anymore. So in Vrindavan, these Vraja Gopis, endless gopis, millions of gopis, they are all engaged in Sri Krishna's service. It's not possible that they get married to anyone else. As for example, if Janaki Devi, meaning Sita Devi, would be touched by Ravana, then all the pastimes will end. It's not possible to happen. This is why Ravana was able to steal only the Chaya Sita, meaning the shadow Sita, not the Sita herself.
যদি সে চিন্তা করে না আমি অন্য কিছু হব, সেটাও সম্ভব, সম্পূর্ণ চিত জ্ঞান সম্পন্ন প্রভুর লীলার সহায়নী সহায়ক জড় বস্তুও সেটা চিত সম্পন্ন। যা সে তো আবার অন্য প্রসঙ্গে আমরা চলে যাব। প্রসঙ্গক্রমে উঠলো বলে বলা হলো যে শ্রী শ্রীল গোপীগণের বিবাহ আদি অন্য কারোর সাথে,
সো দেয়ার ইজ সো মাচ টু বি ডিসকাসড এন্ড ডেসক্রাইব রিগার্ডিং দিস টপিকস,
কারণ তারা প্রভুর নিত্য সঙ্গী,
উই ক্যান ডিসকাস দেম সাম আদার টাইম, নাও উই ওয়ান্ট টু এমফাসাইজ দ্য পয়েন্ট that these gopis, they are never married to anyone else. Just their shadow forms are, during past times, married to someone else. So such a natural, purest love, prem that the gopis have towards Sri Krishna, it's not seen anywhere else in the scriptures. So this is why Uddhavji Maharaj is praying. He is considering that he is not qualified to be the servant of these Vraja gopis. And he is praying, as well as Brahmaji himself was praying and saying, O my Lord, please give me the birth as a gulma grass, soft medicinal herb in Vraj, so that the dust of the lotus feet of your dearest Vraja gopis would touch my head. Uddhavji was praying the same way. So as much as we could hear by now about this concentrated purest love of the Vraja Gopis towards Sri Krishna. We can understand that in order to develop such a kind of natural attraction, it's necessary that we follow in their footsteps, in the footsteps of the Vraja Gopis. This is how Uddhavji was praying, "Oh my Lord, please give me the birth as a gulma grass in Vraj, so that I get the dust of the lotus feet of your dearest Vraja Gopis, and in that way gain perfection." Uddhavji is thinking, or as if someone is telling him, he is thinking that someone else is asking him, "Imagine you will get a birth as a gulma grass in Vraj, but it can happen somewhere far deep in the forest, where the gopis would never come. How would you get the dust of their lotus feet then?" And Uddhavji Maharaj is answering, "Why? As the Vraja gopis hear the sound of Krishna's flute, they become as a mad women. And then they are not considering anymore, is this the right path or not the right path? Pod, like a path, and vipod, not the right path, or meaning also the danger, they don't consider anymore. They are not considering if they are thorns of the path through which they are running. They are simply running directly towards the sound of Krishna's flute. So, in that way, there are all chances that I would get the dust of their lotus feet, even if I get the birth somewhere deep in the forest, as the gulma grass somewhere far in the depths of Raja forest. Not considering what is the right path, the gopis are simply running towards the sound of Sri Krishna's flute, sometimes even through thorny paths deep in the forest. So this is the way how I would get the dust of their lotus feet, surely. Uddhavji is saying, this Mukunda, Sri Krishna, the gopis have surrendered everything to him with the deep anurag, the deep attraction towards him. Their minds are completely attracted towards Sri Krishna, Sri Govinda, and they are surrendering everything to him. No one else in whole creation was ever able to surrender in such a way. Our Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad and Sri Jiva Goswami Pad, in their books, they've described these topics. They've given example of Devi Rukmini and the Devi of all opulence, Lakshmi Devi. They've described the two of them have surrendered everything to Sri Krishna. They've offered so much service to him. But the Vraja Gopis' level of separation towards Sri Krishna was so deep or so high that they were able to give up all the considerations of following the Shastras, Vedas, rules and regulations given in the Shastras. But two of them, meaning Rukmini Devi and Lakshmi Devi, they were not able to do so. They were not ready to follow in the footsteps of the Vraja Gopis, of Sri Radharani and Vraja Gopis. Rukmini Devi and Lakshmi Devi were not able to follow in their footsteps. It is described that the Mukunda is the one that bestows mukti or liberation. Although it is not possible to find any fault within Lord, still Sri Shukadev Muni and our Acharyas, they're finding fault. They're saying that there is a fault of him being miserly in certain way. And this is that he's not easily bestowing prem. He is bestowing mukti or liberation. He's easily bestowing mukti or liberation. But what is the situation? We have started chanting for a few days, chanting two rounds, and we are already thinking, we are so great that we don't desire liberation or mukti. But first we should gain the real high level of devotional service and then consider we are not interested in liberation. We are still so much attracted towards opulence, towards wealth. We are desiring wealth, and on the other side, we are speaking badly about mukti, and we are expressing that we are not interested in mukti. There are sages through life that are life after life performing such austerities, sometimes eating, sometimes not eating. So many austerities in order to gain mukti. It is not any cheap thing. What is the our situation? Being still attracted to opulence, wealth, being honored, having so many disciples, even having all these desires, we are so-called rejecting liberation. So the Lord is easily bestowing mukti, but he is, to say, a bit miserly when it comes to giving the purest love, prem, for him. It is greater than possessing the touchstone, the parasmani.
Kobu premo bhakti na den rakhen lukaiya.
The Lord is bestowing mukti easily, but the exact word never he is bestowing pure bhakti. Although the word never is used, it means he does give it, he does bestow it, but so rarely. So those who are sincerely surrendered to the lotus feet of Raja Gopis, they don't desire mukti. They are desiring only the purest devotional service at the lotus feet of the Lord. So this is how these devotees are praying to the Lord to be engaged in His service in one of these moods, Dasyam, Sakyam, Vatsalyam or Maduras in Vraj. The very ancient sadhus are saying the moods that they have developed, the way they spoke after studying shastras, these ancient sadhus were engaged in such a deep bhakti, deep bhajan, that even if they sometimes, there were some that didn't study shastra so much, the Lord would bestow that knowledge within their hearts because of the power of their bhajan. Bhajan is so powerful. Being engaged in such a deep bhajan, they would be blessed by the knowledge. The knowledge that wouldn't be gained in other ways. Someone may be knowledgeable, know Sanskrit, but these deep realizations wouldn't automatically come with it. That comes by the power of bhajan. Shukadev Muni, Shri Shukadev Goswami, he is the Lord's Amsha avatar. The Lord has sent him. Go and preach my katha, the knowledge, the katha about me. Speaking about the glories of the Lord, he would be completely absorbed in prem. So he himself told this shloka that in translation means that Lord Mukunda, Sri Krishna, is bestowing mukti or liberation easily, but is never, means very rarely, bestowing the gift of prem bhakti. So once Sri Krishna Govinda in Goloka Vrindavan, he has met the Sakis And all the Sakis were laughing so much. Govinda has asked them, "Hey Saki Vrindas, I'm seeing that you are so much in bliss. Upon seeing me, you are laughing so much. Please tell me what is going on." And the gopis answered, "You're saying that you don't have any fault in you? But the Vedas are saying that in actuality, you are Kripana. It means you are miserly." And Sri Krishna was asking, "Where is it says in Vedas? Where does it say?" And the gopis answered. They said, "This Shuka Muni that you have sent to preach your glories, he himself is saying that you are Kripana, that you are miserly, that you are easily giving, bestowing mukti, but you never bestow bhakti yoga. No one is greater knowledgeable person than the gopis in whole creation." And Sri Krishna understood, "It is said so. It must be true then." And Sri Krishna, hearing this, he became so sad. If there is someone who gives everything, who is very generous, and if someone calls such a person miserly, they would naturally get so sad. If someone is calling even miser by such a name, calling the miser miser, then even he himself, the miser himself, would become sad. What to say if a person is so generous as Sri Krishna and someone calls him miserly? Naturally, he was so sad. Sri Radharani, knowing the mind of Sri Krishna always, she saw Sri Krishna being so sad. Knowing his mind still, she asked, "What has happened? Why are you feeling so?" And he has answered, "My Sakis have told me this. So Sri Radharani answered, Sri Radharani has answered, and Sri Krishna actually mentioned, "Your Sakis has called me miser." And Sri Radharani answered, "Why would my Sakis tell something if that's not truth?" Sri Krishna said, "It seems you are siding with your gopis, with your sakis." And Sri Radharani answered, "Oh, there is nothing of taking their side. But if they told so, it must be having some reason. Your Shukamuni, whom you have sent to preach your glories, he has told that himself. So it must be truth." Sri Krishna was so sad and he answered, "So please tell me what I should do." Sri Radharani then told, "You should do something upon which no one else would be able to call you miser anymore." So Sri Krishna then told, "In Kali Yuga I will come. And I will bestow the gift of prem, purest loving devotion, And Sri Radharani blissfully answered, "If you are going, then I will go with you. I will be there within you." And in this way, we would bestow this gift of purest loving devotional service to the most fallen souls, the souls of Kali Yuga. So Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared, and there are so many reasons for his appearance. So one of the reasons is this situation when the Vraja Gopis has spoken to Sri Krishna in such a way, and as a result, Sri Krishna and Sri Radharani have appeared as Sriman Chaitanya, Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So by the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu, we are able to hear these katha about Sri Radharani, about her sakis, these divine topics of Vrajavasis and their purest love towards Sri Krishna. So easily we are getting the mercy to hear about these topics, the mercy that is otherwise not available in any other yoga. It's all hidden. So by the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu and all the acharyas surrendered at his lotus feet, we are getting these blessings. So Srila Sanatana Goswami himself is saying that Vedas are not aware about these topics. Vedas are not able to describe these topics. So these topics are above the Vedas. So Sri Krishna is constantly attracted towards the Prem Bhakti. He himself is following devotees and taking the dust of their lotus feet on his head. Not only Uddhavji, who is eager for the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna's dearest Vrajagopis, but Sri Krishna himself. He is walking behind his devotees and taking the dust of their feet upon his head, being attracted by their prem bhakti, purest loving devotional service. Sri Krishna is saying that those who are becoming my associates, they're able to do so only through Prem Bhakti.
বলছেন কৃপা করে, ভগবানের কোনো শব্দ নেই। তাই সখীদের বলছেন, আমার ভাগ্যবশত আমার প্রতি তোমাদের যে স্নেহ প্রীতি ভালোবাসা আছে তাতে আমি নিজেই আকৃষ্ট হয়ে তোমাদের।
শ্রী কৃষ্ণ ইজ সেইং হিমসেলফ,
এখানে সম্পূর্ণ বিপরীত,
হি সেইং হিমসেলফ সাচ এ পয়েন্ট, ইন্টারনাল পয়েন্ট, হি সেইং টু ব্রজ গোপীস that he is attracted to their prem bhakti and he is following them to get it.
Ar Govinda ki karen sei somosto bhaktader chinta nijer.
All the saints, sadhus, they are constantly meditating upon the Lord. But what is the Lord doing? He himself is constantly thinking, meditating upon these devotees, his premik bhaktas.
একমাত্র আমাদের আপন বলতে যদি কেউ থাকে তাহলে শ্রী গোবিন্দ এবং সাধু গুরু বৈষ্ণব সঙ্গই হচ্ছে আমাদের।
We have so many relations, our relatives, our blood connection, but who are our real own ones? They are these devotees, Sadhu Guru Vaishnavas. They are our real own ones. All of those through whom we are related through bloodlines are there for the time being of that life, meaning this life only, but these eternal relationships with dearest devotees of the Lord, Sadhu Guru Vaishnavas, we are related with them for eternity. They are our real own ones.
যাকে দেখে চোখ ফেরানো যায় না, যাকে দেখে প্রতিটা পল, প্রতিটা সেকেন্ড, প্রতিটি মুহূর্ত মনে হচ্ছে নিত্য নবায়মান, নতুন নতুন রূপে দেখছে, হেঁটে যাচ্ছেন কিন্তু প্রতিটি মুহূর্ত যেন প্রভুকে।
সো ডিভোটিস আর
তাহলে সেই ব্রজের গোপীরা
সিং দ্য কৃষ্ণ টু বি অলওয়েজ নিউর এন্ড নিউর,
বলেছিল যে তারা সর্বদাই তাকে নিকটে পেয়ে দর্শন।
These Vraja Gopis having the darshan of Shri Krishna, each new and new darshan, they're relishing further on and further on. There is no expression of their endless fortune. It's not possible to describe it completely. Their fortune is endless. So there is no other easy and safe way to gain the Lord Shri Krishna. As Shastras are saying, it's only possible through Anugatya. Lakshmi Devi herself, she was not able to do so, to follow in the footsteps of Raja Gopis. The residents of Mathura, having the darshan of Shri Krishna, they were experiencing that with every moment his beauty, his attraction is greater and greater.
প্রতি জ্ঞানে তারা সর্বদাই কাছে পেয়েছে। আহা! ওই ব্রজ গোপীরা, ওই ব্রজবাসীরা তারাই ধন্যাতি ধন্য। মথুরা বাসীরা,
so these residents of Mathura were glorifying the residents of Raj, who have considering the Supreme Brahman to be their own son, friend and lover. So Sri Uddhavji was saying, all these gopis of Raj, amongst them, Sri Radha Thakurani is the greatest. If it's possible to get even the drop from the endless ocean of purest love towards Sri Krishna that Sri Radharani has, then the life of such a person is perfect. So Uddhavji Maharaj is again and again praying to become the gulma grass in some life and in such a way get the blessings of the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna's dearest, Sri Vraja Gopis. Again and again, he's offering his obeisances and prayers.
Uddhavji Maharaj, tini abar nijer moner bhav ke poriborton korben. Tini bolben, ami ei gopi goner charan renu, charan renu na, charan renur, renu to onek hoy, duli.
And further on, he is expressing his prayers that he is glorifying not only the dust, but each and every particle of the dust of the lotus feet of the gopis. So by the mercy of Sriman Mahaprabhu, we are going to hear these shlokas, to hear these topics tomorrow morning again at 5 o'clock. So with this hope, we are concluding our katha here.